This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril addresses UN Climate Conference COP29. President calls on world community to protect mountains from climate change impacts to save the earth. Nepal Electricity Authority decides to resume power supply to defaulting industries. Qatar Airways starts commercial flights from Gautam Buddha International Airport. And at least 35 people killed after car plows into crowd in China. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril has addressed the 29th conference of the parties COP29 to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change today. In the address to a gathering of the heads of state, government leaders and senior officials from over 192 countries in Baku, Azerbaijan, President Pauril called on the world community to protect the mountains from climate change impacts to save the earth. The president stated that the vast resources spent for arms should instead be redirected for adaptation and mitigation efforts to protect human civilization and the planet to future generations. The president also called for urgent operation of the Loss and Damage Fund, which is intended to support the vulnerable developing countries. President Pauril stressed the need for technology transfer and adequate capacity building grants to the vulnerable countries in accordance with the Paris Agreement and the commitment of developed countries. He added that the climate finance must recognize the contributions of countries like Nepal in protecting biodiversity, the Himalayan chrysopher, as well as in supplying fresh water. On the occasion, the head of the state presented cases of the increasing impact of climate change in Nepal's mountainous region. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says no one should do politics in the name of any religion. In a meeting with the office bearers of the Jain Swathambar Therapantha Sabha at his residence in Balwater today, Prime Minister Oli said that politics should not be mixed in religion as the state respects all the religions in Nepal, which is a secular nation. Prime Minister Oli called on all not to harbor intolerance and narrow thinking in the name of any religion. The Nepal Electricity Authority has decided to reconnect the electric supply to the industries who had their connections cut off after they failed to pay the due tariff. Chairperson of the Nepal Electricity Authority Board of Directors and Minister of Energy, Deepak Khadka, the board meeting held today at the Energy Ministry implemented the decision of the Cabinet to immediately resume power supply to the industries. The decision came today after the Cabinet meeting on Sunday decided that the due shall be collected on the basis of time of day meter within 15 days. The Election Commission has urged the media for disseminating by-election-related contents in a coordinated manner. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapilya, during a meeting with the chiefs of the government media, Radio Nepal, Nepal Television, National News Agency and Gorkha Patra Daily, appealed to the state-run media to prioritize publishing and broadcasting the decisions and statements of the commission. On the occasion, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Radhika Arial, assured that the ministry was ready to coordinate and facilitate the subordinate bodies to hold the by-election in a fair, free and impartial manner. Likewise, Radio Nepal's Executive Director, Omar Dhus Lama, stated, Radio Nepal will broadcast the by-election-related news with high priority. Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Lynn Johnston, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, at Simhadarbar today. Minister Bhandari's private secretariat shared that they held discussions on Nepal-Australia relations as well as on various matters of mutual interest and benefit. The minister drew the attention of the Australian ambassador towards the additional foreign assistance that Nepal will require in the context of its graduation to a developing country status in 2026. Ambassador Johnston expressed her commitment to support Nepal in its development endeavours and to further expanding the Australia-Nepal relations. This news comes to you from Reasonable. Now it's time for short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Qatar Airways has started operating flights from Gautam Buddha International Airport from today. Gautam Buddha International Airport office said Qatar Airways Airbus 330 that arrived from Doha landed at the airport this afternoon. General Manager of Tribhuvan International Airport Pratap Babu Tiwari said Qatar Airways has started its commercial flights from Airbus 330 at Gautam Buddha Airport for the first time. Qatar Airways will now operate regular one flight on the Doha-Vairahava-Kathmandu-Doha route. With this, the number of airline companies operating flights from the international airport have reached 5. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. At least 35 people were killed and 43 more injured after a car flashed into a crowd of people exercising at the stadium in Chuhai of China on Monday. According to the BBC, a 62-year-old male driver, surnamed Fan, is alleged to have driven a car through a barrier and into Chuhai Sports Center in what local police described as a serious and vicious attack. The incident took place despite heightened security in the city, which is hosting a major civil and military air show. The center's management on Tuesday said several entrances and exits to the sports center have been closed during the air show to facilitate control. Police said Fan was arrested while trying to flee and is currently on a coma as a result of self-inflicted wounds. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says three-quarters of the world's forcibly displaced people live in countries heavily affected by climate hazards. Al Jazeera cited the UNHCR's document released on Tuesday as saying the number of people fleeing conflict doubled to more than 120 million over the past decade, 90 million of them in countries with high to extreme exposure to climate-related hazards. Reports say the climate crisis is driving displacement in regions already hosting large numbers of people uprooted by conflict and insecurity, compounding their flight and leaving them with nowhere safe to go. Now a sports update. Nepal defeated Kuwait by 165 runs in the fifth match held today under the ongoing ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup Asia qualifier in the UAE. Winning the toss, Nepal chose to bat first and made 213 runs in 20 overs at the loss of 2 wickets. Nepal restricted Kuwait to 48 runs in 13 overs, taking all wickets. Nepal's captain, Pooja Mahato, hit 130 runs not out and also took 5 wickets. Pooja is the first cricketer from Nepal to hit beyond a century and take 5 wickets in a single match. Nepal will be meeting the UAE on Wednesday for the next match. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province, and mainly fair in the west of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Koshi Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porul addresses UN Climate Conference COP29. President calls on world community to protect mountains from climate change impacts to save the earth. Nepal Electricity Authority decides to resume power supply to defaulting industries. Qatar Airways starts commercial flights from Gautam Buddha International Airport. And at least 35 people killed after car flows into crowd in China. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.